Hello and welcome to Spoilers, this first introduction to the play Gamma Gurton's Needle. Following are some introductory notes and a plain text recording of the dialogue, a plain text being just our first edit for our full cast audio recording. So it has all the text, but no SFX, no Foley, and it's the edit we use to hunt out textual errors, takes, retakes, cuts. It's not mixed, it's not fixed, it's not perfect, and we may change the take for the final thing. If you want to just enjoy our production, stop listening now and wait a week or two for the release. Or if you're listening in the future, look for the episodes, future up the podcast list. Seriously, this is an exercise that some listeners won't enjoy. If it ain't for you, move on. If you're still listening, let's enter Spoiler Land.
Spoiler Land!
So, Gamma Gurton's Needle, or to give it the full title page treatment, a right pithy, pleasant and merry comedy entitled Gamma Gurton's Needle, played on stage not long ago in Christ's College in Cambridge, made by Mr. S., Master of Art. That was as printed in 1575, but there's evidence for its existence as a play called Dickon the Bedlam in around 1562-63. It doesn't really matter to us the precise dating or the identity of the author, only that this seems to be a play for students and just prior to the big explosion of playhouse drama in the 1570s-80s. These spoiler episodes are more about how the play functions. The hard history side of things may be explored elsewhere. So, the prologue! Haha! What's the most important thing to note about the prologue? Well, it's a literal, if not fully detailed, exposition of the plot. It's not one of those prologues that sets tone or harangues the public for not liking the author's other work. It just tells you what is going to happen.
As Gamma Gurton, with many a wide stitch, sat piecing and patching of Hodge her man's breech, by chance or misfortune, as she her gear tossed, in Hodge leather breeches her needle she lost.
Yes, dear listener, the play Gamma Gurton's Needle is about Gamma Gurton, who loses her needle. Spoilers, indeed. Now, Gamma has a servant, Hodge, whose leather breeches she repairs. That day, while he was out working the fields, during a kerfuffle, she left her needle in these leather breeches. Now, I'd just like to reiterate this point. Within four lines, the location of the missing needle is declared. They are in Hodge's leather breeches. That is where she lost her needle. At no point should the audience be concerned about the location of the needle. They are located in the arse area of Hodge's breeches. Now, Hodge is not currently wearing these breeches, and there will be some adjustment as to what's going on with the breeches later on. But we'll go into that exciting development in later acts. Anyway, more plot is explained in this prologue. We've only done four lines so far. Here are the next four.
When Dickon the Bedlam had heard by report that good Gamma Gurton was robbed in this sort, he quietly persuaded with her in that stound, Dame Chat, her dear gossip, this needle had found.
So Dickon, the local beggar, Bedlam, a wanderer who lives off charity and is a bit anarchic, if not actually suffering from a mental health issue, he hears that the needle is lost. And Dickon suggests to Gamma Gurton that the local, let's call her pub owner, Dame Chat, has found it, putting Gamma Gurton and Dame Chat in conflict. Of course, this is just a bit of mischief by Dickon the Bedlam, for Dame Chat knows nothing of the needle.
Yet knew she no more of this matter, alas, than knoweth Tom R. Clarke, what the priest saith at mass.
We must assume that Tom is either a generic useless person or a specific person the audience might know locally. But you get the gist.
Yet knew she no more of this matter, alas, than knoweth Tom R. Clarke what the priest saith at Mass.
Dame Chat knows as little of what's going on with the needle as this not very bright person does when listening to the priest at Mass. Well, what happens next? They send for someone who does know what's going on, a master doctor, Dr. Rat.
Hereof there ensued so fearful a fray. Mass doctor was sent for, these gossips to stay, because he was curate and esteemed full wise, who found that he sought not by Dickon's device.
So, ignoring a lot of other business in the play, because there's a lot of incident, this prologue plot introduction leaps forward to sending for Master Dr. Rat, the priest, as a figure in the community who has, in theory, some moral authority, and...
who found that he sought not by Dickon's device.
He found that he sought not. Now, that's a clue as to some comic business that Dickon sets him on in Act 4. He has a bit of an incident, shall we say.
When all things were tumbled and clean out of fashion, whether by fortune or some other constellation, suddenly the needle Hodge found by the pricking and drew it out of his buttock, where he felt it sticking.
So, stuff happens, and yes, they say it once again, the needle is sticking in Hodge's arse. We, the audience, know this from the off. And at the end of the play, it is found. Huzzah!
Their hearts then at rest with perfect security. With a pot of good ale, they struck up their plaudity.
So all is sorted and everyone goes to Dame Chat for a pint of ale. And that, minus a lot of incident, is broadly the plot. This is a play of comic business, incident and character. It's great fun. It is a challenge for us as an audio drama company, as it has so much physical comic action. Getting that to come across is an issue. And then there's the accents, which we'll go into next episode when we look at Act 1. If you have any thoughts about my brief breakdown of the prologue, or if you have any disagreements with my thoughts, or if I'm just in plain error, let me know. I might re-edit based on your thoughts. And that's it from this spoiler episode. The full cast super deluxe edit will be coming anon. But till then, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and here's the plain text of the prologue to Gamma Gurton's Needle, performed by Adam Thirkettle.
As Gamma Gurton, with many a wide stitch, sat piecing and patching of Hodge her man's breech, by chance or misfortune, as she her gear tossed, in Hodge leather breeches her needle she lost. When Dickon the Bedlam had heard by report that good Gamma Gurton was robbed in this sort, he quietly persuaded with her in that stound, Dame Chat, her dear gossip, this needle had found. Yet knew she no more of this matter, alas, than knoweth Tom R. Clark what the priest saith at Mass. Hereof there ensued so fearful a fray. Mass doctor was sent for, these gossips to stay, because he was curate and esteemed full wise, who found that he sought not by Dickon's device. When all things were tumbled and clean out of fashion, whether it by fortune or some other constellation, suddenly the needle Hodge found by the pricking, and drew it out of his buttock, where he felt it sticking. Their hearts then at rest with perfect security, with a pot of good ale they struck up their plaudity.